At issue in this case is the potential damage to Lake Beulah in Walworth County that may result from a high-capacity well built by the village of East Troy, just 1,400 feet from the lakeshore. Attorneys for the Lake Beulah Management District told the court that when the Department of Natural Resources granted a permit, it ignored a groundwater study that predicted pumping 1.4 million gallons a day of water from the well would hurt the lake. Dave Bitter is the chair of the management board.
They knew that there's potential damage. They admitted it. It won't be too great. Well, they don't know how great. They stopped their testing halfway through because they saw a drop in the water. So this will affect throughout the state. There's no question about that.
The attorney for the management board says the DNR stuck its head in the sand and ignored an independent study that showed significant damage to both the water level and the water quality was likely. But the attorney for the village of East Troy, Paul Kent, says both the DNR and the village followed the law.
No village is going to invest money in a well that they know is going to cause damage. Because if it does, we have the potential for liability. That has not happened because the village did do their homework and there is no impact.
Kent says if the Lake District finds evidence that the well is causing damage, they can bring a separate nuisance suit, but he insists the current permit should remain in place. The well has been operating and providing drinking water for the village for the past 2.5 years. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.